Live from Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium in Memphis, Tennessee for the AutoZone Liberty Bowl with Don Davenport on the sidelines and alongside Barry Jones, here's Bill Roth.
And today a sellout crowd of nearly 60,000 is jammed into legendary Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium here in Memphis for the 59th annual AutoZone Liberty Bowl. We've got an electric atmosphere here today for two of college football's most explosive teams, the Memphis Tigers and the Iowa State Cyclone.
Again, the wide side of the field to the left on 3rd and 7 from the 48-yard line. Again, out of the gun, Kemp to throw. A deep ball over the middle. He's got his man in stride. That is Butler at the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he will score. It is a 52-yard touchdown to Hakeem Butler. And the young man from Baltimore puts Iowa State in the lead. After the punt. And for Kyle Kemp and the Cyclones offense working out of their end zone now as this crowd in Memphis roars. And out of the gun, a first down run to Montgomery. Little jump cut to his right, gets ahead of the 5-yard line, a pickup of 2, and then gets shoved backwards by the Memphis defensive line led by Sharif White. They're not the biggest D-line, but they are an athletic group up front.
Now, the key for that Memphis front today is going to be gang tackling on David Montgomery. I've seen it time and time again on film where one guy has a tough time bringing down David Montgomery in space. You got to rally the football. You got to tackle him as a group.
Well, Montgomery was the first team all-conference running back in the Big 12 this year. 11 touchdowns, averages 91 yards a game. Second down and 8, Kemp calls for the ball. It's a play fake. He's throwing out of his end zone, lets it go behind the intended receiver. Lazard comes back and makes the grab. First down to the 25-yard line. What a tremendous grab by Lazard on what was probably a poorly thrown ball.
Outstanding body control right there by Lazard. Great adjustment with the ball in the air. Had him on a skinny post route over the left hash mark. Did a great job of adjusting. Kyle Kemp certainly threw that ball behind him. Lazard, being the big athletic guy he is, was able to wheel around and make a play on the football.
Cyclones going into the wind, but they know all about a cold December wind in Ames, Iowa. It's a first down to the 25-yard line. Cyclones already up by a score of 7-0. DeShante Jones goes in motion left to right for the Cyclones, and they run the ball once again to Montgomery, plowing his way along the line of scrimmage and gets shoved back by White once again, Sharif White. It'll be a pickup of a yard.
Yeah, just to further your point, Bill, every single Iowa State fan I ran into this week at Memphis, I'm a local Memphian, so I ran into a lot of them. They said, this is a warm week in Iowa. I don't know what you're talking about. So the weather does not bother these guys. This is business as usual. For Memphians, this is a pretty cold week.
Well, it's 39 degrees here in Memphis, which is chilly, but it is 5 below at this very moment in Ames. They try a little screen to the left side. DeShante Jones with the catch. The sophomore from Cincinnati scampers ahead for about a 3-yard pickup. Jonathan Cook came up to make the play. It'll bring up another 3rd down and 5 for Iowa State. Along with Barrett Jones and Don Davenport, Bill Roth welcoming you to Memphis. 7-0 is the score. Iowa State with the lead. Kyle Kemp's 52-yard touchdown pass to Butler, the game's lone score to this point. Memphis, though, takes advantage of a mishandled snap by the Iowa State punter to move down to the 10-yard line. Good news for Iowa State's defense. The injured corner, DeAndre Payne, was able to walk out off the field. But nonetheless, Memphis now has 1st and goal on the 10, looking for the equalizer on its home field as the Tigers play in their hometown bowl, the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, for the first time ever. Empty backfield. Riley Ferguson, a 1st down flip to the left side. It is caught. Breaking free. Miller, and he'll score. Diving across for the touchdown. Anthony Miller. 2nd down and goal from the 5. Kemp is back in at quarterback. On 2nd and goal, he takes the snap, looks right, throws into the end zone, up for grabs, deflected, and caught on the carom. Touchdown, Cyclones. Lazard got it on the carom. And Iowa State retakes the lead on a pinball touchdown pass from quarterback Kyle Kemp. The Cyclones have retaken the lead. 4:28 left in the 3rd quarter. It's Iowa State 21 and Memphis 17. This is the AutoZone Liberty Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.